Hello, curious ones, and welcome to Route 37, the podcast of many topics. My name is Sonia.
And I'm Jen. Welcome. I'm Jen, and allow us to take you on a winding ride of our conversations of not only of our lives, but the stories of others. And today we have with us
Alabama John.
Welcome, John.
Hello.
Glad you're back. I'm sorry, last time you were on, that dropped, that episode number 33. How do you feel about that dropped yesterday of you?
I like that number.
Yeah, and we had to abruptly, stop because we had a customer, but I'm glad you're number 33. Sonny and I are going to plan something special for episode 37. We haven't decided what that's going to be, but
that'll be a good one.
Oh, yeah. So I think we'll have a menagerie of things to chit-chat.
The power of numbers.
Maybe we'll go on a little day trip and close the store, and we'll just do a little day trip somewhere.
We can do that.
Yeah, well, we're going to plan something fun. Just because we're fun like that. Oops, I just touched my microphone. Sorry, Spencer. So you had mentioned last night when I finally found out that you weren't, you know, dead or ghosting me, which when you meet somebody online, you know, John and I met on Facebook, and our only means, well, we exchanged phone numbers pretty early, but John is, you know, he's not a slave to his phone, which I totally love, because, you know, some dudes are just, you know, attached to their phone, and you're like, oh, I didn't get your text, like, you fucking liar. Well, when you say you didn't get my text, I know you didn't get my text, whether it was T for Terrible Mobile. Or, like, I remember I told you that guy last night who had worked in the broadband business and put something, scanned my shop and said, wow, I haven't read numbers this low in a long time. Is this a lead building? And I said, no, we're just in the Twilight Zone because the cell tower's right in the back parking lot. And this older gentleman was just enthralled that he had no signal in this building. And even stepping outside of the building, he was like, wow, your numbers are really low in this area. And I'm like, you don't say. But whatever, that's a whole different topic. Welcome back, John. The last topic we were talking about, you had asked Sonia and I a question about how we felt in women intuition-wise where the world was headed. And I think that's an unanswerable question for either of us. You know, but Sonia, yeah. So just welcome back. We don't have to stick to that topic. As we talked about last night, John and I are going to try a different approach to our serve and volley because we're two very passionate people. John is a better listener than I am. I probably interrupt and do try to get my point across more than John because I'm like, oh my God, I got to hurry. John knows that I talk really fast, whether I'm on drugs or not.
Well, you're going to forget about it.
Yeah, because that's just how I am. And Sonia can attest to that. So I'm glad you're here, Sonia. Hi, honey.
Hi, mommy.
Let's give the date today. Can you believe that it is August 21st? Fucking Christ. Just seemed like it turned August yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's insane. Yeah. It's insane. Whatever in the, you know, the timeline shifts are happening rather rapidly. I can understand why people aren't keeping up with a lot of things. I noticed the dive in Facebook interactions and comments. People are just not, they're like, yeah, whatever.
Well, you know what's you know what's even more interesting? Your son gets married in less than a month.
Oh my God, I know. Isn't that crazy? And it makes me, I got a lot on my plate.
Does that make you weepy, Ma? It will when you see it.
That day will be because there will be so much going on. I'm getting really bothered when people ask me if I have a date for my son's
Your
wedding.
Family.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand why people are like, why would I have a number one? Why would I make that a date at my son's wedding where my ex-husband, a whole family, a whole different life that was, in my view, these people don't like me. So, you know, it will be... It would be weird. All right, as a man, don't you think that would be it would be rude and unfair to ask somebody to go as my date to my son's wedding. Isn't that a valid, I think, statement, John?
Yeah, especially if it's like a first date.
Exactly. And well, your brother's getting married in less than 37 days. So I still think it would be rude to ask somebody that new hey, come to my son's wedding with me. No, right, thank you. No. I'm good. And Jake, that would be very unfair to do with your brother because he is rather protective, and that would take away from his day. There, just like right down to the dress, Mom had to get rid of the gold one. I can't be the center of attention. It's his day.
It's not that.
I can't be a ball of
that
fire.
That bitch was just shining. She was just shining.
I would have been streaking in an outdoor wedding, John. You should see the first wedding dress that came up for my mother and the groom. It looks good on me if I was going to the Golden Globes or somewhere major. But. So we got my son's wedding. Pickle, I'm assuming, is back in school, so you are entering your busy season. I thank you for making time for us today. You got a call before we went on that somebody already wants your services, John. Tell us a little bit about what you offer, whether it be for the people you counsel or the sawmill. I love the idea. I wish you were my neighbor because I'd be giving you all sorts of projects. Like, hey, John,
can you do this?
Help me drill a hole in this. That probably didn't sound that great, but, you know. Anywho, and then we left because I told him my story about my chub story, Mr. Ripmaster.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, Mr. Ripmaster, I hope you're listening. You got to be at least 80 fucking years old. Do you remember when you let the farm boys, Dan Anderson, Fred Greff, and John Wilkham make me a plaque in woodshop class because I wasn't your favorite student because you resented the fact that girls were in your woodshop class? That said Chubbs with 2B because I had 2 big butt cheeks. Oh, I remember that. And we talked about how I released a lot of that when I walked to the mailbox the other day. So my life's been rolling right along, releasing shit left and right. How's yours going?
That's, well, I like what, you know, releasing shit left and right. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I like how you told me yesterday. Yeah, and because
you... The universe will do exactly what you're talking about, you know, like what you're
talking about. Oh, I know. It gets scary, especially when you get down. And then I got in that panic yesterday because I didn't hear from you. Imagine my panic, y'all, when I call a number and it's no longer in service and it's my only way to get a hold of John because I put him, originally when John, we started talking, I put him in there as Scam Likely and as a contact name. You weren't even Alabama John yet. So I was like, oh, my God, I have no way to touch base with John. He's not on Facebook anymore. And I miss you on the Book of Faces, by the way. Everybody, we're missing Darby Gill and whatever little other profiles you had. But I miss you. I miss seeing you.
The people that I work with and that I counsel, that's where they come from, you know.
No, I know.
On Facebook, you know, I would reach out, they'd reach out to me, and then, you know,
I'm assuming you're in touch with people.
Do I know?
I'm assuming you're in touch with those people still, like you are me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're my people. I mean, we talk regularly.
Right.
We talk regularly. I mean, I counsel them my thing is to help decode people. That's basically...
Yeah, you definitely have that. I like how yesterday you told me when you're counseling people that are shifting from whether it be their Christian belief filters or programming or whatever that is, and how you were talking to a woman and how she's just right on the precipice of crossing and letting go of the rowboat. You know how I use that analogy.
I've been working with her. Yeah,
right, and I like how you said to her, and this is sometimes really hard to hear, but when you said, even your parents are in on it, you know, because that's their passed down programming. And when you word it that way, like it's a programmed either conspiracy or how the game or how the simulation's supposed to work or how you're supposed to either break the game down, get out of the game, kill yourself off, whatever the case may be in the realm of, I don't even like the word anymore, awakening, spiritual awakening, or whatever, if you're shifting from one belief system to another, or transitioning into, wow, I wonder why I think that way, or digging a little deeper, I love that you are forging the front on that. It doesn't matter whether it's the people we talked about from QAnon, the Galactic Federation, certain Facebook groups, We don't want. I don't want to touch on that because I want to save that for a whole legit podcast with you, John, and your knowledge and you know my little research throughout the years with that. But in John's daily life, since we talked last, all is well, doing good in Alabama. Good.
Yeah, I got a question. I guess.
Yes.
What's going on with the weather over there? I guess I thought it was coming from. I guess.
Hurricane Aaron, I believe the name is.
Yeah.
That's.
Did we talk about that last night? That it was a lot of a farce. You weren't getting a whole lot down there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not done nothing here, you know, except rain, you know, and I mean, we've had a couple, you know, some tornado watches, but here where I live, you know, there can be a tornado any day of the week. Hell, it'd be, you know, it don't matter about the weather or the season or anything like that anymore. You know, it could be any time.
Oh, so it's just simple rain that you're getting. It's nothing like super.
Yes, it's just rain right now.
Oh, so people are just freaking out to freak out.
Well, we touched on that last night, John. Remember, I was telling you, like, some of those pictures, if you're just thumb scrolling through the Book of Faces or whatever social media digits you're on, you'll see a picture like, God damn, I wonder if that's really happening in fucking North Carolina. And then you're like, that's got to be AI. There's no way that's a real fucking picture. Like, right now, I think it was, what is it, Hatteras, the Keys of the Carolinas, or whatever, down in North Carolina, that's showing that those houses on stilts are all caving in. I'm like, man, I think I've seen this picture before. That none of that shit's fucking happening in real life. But they need to feed off that negative. It's happening here. I posted a picture of a missing fucking plant, and the whole town's in an uproar, and I posted it as satire that Christy was at Meijer putting down, and people are like, oh, I'll help you pass out those missing posters.
LOL.
Yeah. And I'm like, but you won't fucking, you know, come buy a plant for me? Like, wow, this is where we're at. Whatever. Some of the people that I'm not saying, because a lot of those were really good customers of mine that came, what do I got to do to help you find that plant? Do you remember the book Encyclopedia Brown when you were a kid and you had to figure out the mystery? That's the UPB mystery. Yeah, I loved that series of books, the Encyclopedia Brown, where you had to go on clues. Well, now you have ring cams. Takes a little out of the fun, but I'll shame you on my podcast. The minute that those camera views come into view, we're going to talk. It's not about the plant. It really isn't. It's about the principle. And this is a little bit of a rare plant, Triangularis ficus tree. And it's probably lost all of its leaves out of karma in the other person's care. So whatever. But, you know, it's that kind of shit that gets the most views on my business page. And I'm, I know. But that just goes for small bag of peanuts to prove that's more attractable. Anything that's just like in the last episode we talked about baby Jessica falling down the well, and even even in the 80s we were glued to the NBC Peacock wanting to know what the fuck's going on with Jessica. Like, did they find her? Did they get her? Is she still alive? You know, that you really want to know, and you want to be in the loop because you want to be able to talk about it at the water cooler. So you want to get your facts straight. This is just a very fast-paced version of that, scrolling and doing, which I'm doing less of the scrolling, and I love it. But the minute you don't for your business pages, they forget about you, and it's like the allegoric rhythm has no idea. And you know the allegoric wave has no fucking clue what to do with me if AI's watching, which, you know, they are. You know, how else would ChatGPT will know what kind of shit you want, which I don't use it, let's be clear. I don't use that. I am going to go out real and raw as fuck. Even if I write a book, I don't. Do you think an editor? Imagine an editor reading the way that I write words, and I am going to write my book in the way that I write words on Facebook in some sort of cryptic. You know, figure it out. You'll figure it out. But that's the way it has to be. Let's change language. Spells are spells. I read energy, so I don't really care how the words are spelled. And then, now, John, I've got to really shift the conversation because you know about my little event that I had in my book, which John has been helpful coming up with my book title because of a certain event when I got proposed to and somebody spelled a word wrong. So the name of my book will probably be She Sighed Yes, because somebody didn't know how to spell said. Just saying. So my name of the book will be called She Sighed Yes. And there are only a few people that know that inside joke, unless you're listening and I go national. We're all going to know the fucking joke. Quite literally, dum-dum, I'm coming for you. And so, I know, right? So in my book, you know my Budapest fucking chapter. No? Yes. Remember when I had a woman cut, and she was a raw food chef. Live a little. Come on, just live a little. Who wanted to come visit. She's actually a Canadian citizen who was living in Hungary, Budapest. That's why she is called Buda fucking Pest, and that's the name of that chapter. Came to visit me. And I'm not going to go into much of the details because that's going to be one hell of a podcast episode. Stay tuned for that one and stay curious because that one's coming down the pike. But guess what's happening this Friday? I kind of even gave you a little lowdown yesterday.
This Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's coming to visit.
Not her. Remember, oh, God, she would have, she probably, oh, no. She, oh, my God, could you imagine if Buddha fucking Pest came to visit? She's trying to ruin my life. She's the chick that reports me every day on Facebook as if, whatever, I don't even, whatever, Nellie Olson, get over yourself. Anywho, I have a Facebook friend that I think we've been friends since the dum-dum thing. We're going on 4 years. Her name is Michelle with one L, and she has booked an Airbnb town away from where my shop is at. She just texted me one day and said, hey, I went out on a limb, and not in those words, but Michelle, she'll be a podcast guest, everyone. So stay tuned for that. So remember when we talked about, when I met John, a certain dum-dum had just left and abandoned me and took my money and all sorts of things while I was in a meeting. And John, and then I had a succession of things that summer, didn't I, John? And Buddha fucking Pest was one of those things. Like, God damn, the universe is testing me. Whatever verbiage that you use, we just talked about calling things into your life. But because I was in such a chaotic state, I was calling in a lot of chaotic stories to be able to tell. And I've got some stories to be able to tell. So I am really kind of excited in the last 4 years of growth, meeting another like-minded individual, which I feel like if I bred her energy correctly, because obviously I was fucking wrong about the last chick, or she was really good at being the entity that she is, which that could be too. Because they don't seek out weak people. You know, anybody that has that infliction, or if you're avoidant, or you have, like, I'm not, or a bride that I should really talk about. I mean, there's certain things, the lashing out, if they're not getting their life source of attention or entitlement that they feel like they're due, your energy, whatever, siphoning. So I'm looking forward to this lady coming because she knows about the podcast. She listens. So hi, Michelle. And how fun will that be? And then I had another friend, Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. Sherry is a witness to that. Another person that listens to the podcast. We had another podcast episode. She ended up coming in doing Plant Bar, and her boyfriend's mom is the lady that I'm talking about reading my journals aloud in episode 2. So in this little town of Walker Standale in the big suburbs of Grand Rapids, Michigan, I don't know, Jennifer Lopez's story is kind of connecting here and there and everywhere across the state. So be on wow, Sonia, how fun are we going to have when we take a road trip to go meet John and get our Piggly Wiggly stuff?
It'll be interesting, that's for sure.
I know. We'll hit a Bucky's. Oh, my gosh. And we'll bring our beads, and we'll make beads. Because we are working on podcast merch. Would you like to tell everybody what's going on with some of our podcast merch? Your jewelry is amazing.
Well, Mom's got me addicted to jewels now. Hello. So I'm trying to make earrings. And
she's not trying. She's making
it's
them.
It's salty. I'm sorry. But so far, the ones that I've made, I've already had people, you know, ask me for some, but
yeah, once we'll start putting them on the Facebook and Instagram. You're in charge of Instagram. I'll do Facebook. We'll tag team it. But wow, these sets of earrings and bracelet triplets.
I mean, it works out perfect because your sets of bracelets and my earrings.
Yeah, they really complement one another. Yeah. And I love that your designed eye is totally different than mine, but it still complements because I don't have again, don't have the patience to do the beading on an earring thing. I like the bracelets. And
that's where I feel different, because I feel like I don't have the patience.
I think it's because you're a lefty.
Probably.
Happy lefty day. John, mm-hmm. are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Nice.
Oh, can't relate.
Whatever. What's the hardest thing to teach people if they're left-handed? How to make a bow in the floral business. It's like, you couldn't, like my sister Lee. If you're listening, Sister Lee, she's my Irish twin. Hi, Lee.
Yeah.
The fam, Alexis, if any of y'all are listening, we're getting to that point. Episode 33. Wow. John, it's a pleasure to have you here because you are a witness to where my life was at 4 years ago. I am sliding into year three of brick and mortar business at Unique Plant Boutique that's for sale. Oh, my God. Zani, thanks for being here. Even part. Just 3 years ago, we were putting together that desk. Like, again, we could talk about how fast time's going. So what do you
fuck think? That desk.
No, I know, but you did a good job. It's together. It's not moving. It's not going nowhere. It goes to the shop. If you guys are, anybody's looking for a plant store already built, ready to go, wow. I'm pretty proud of this place. I took my pain, transmuted it, and it is an amazing place, but it's time for podcast pay dirt. And I mean that because I'm really, like we talked about last night, John, and I really sincerely appreciate you being here because I appreciate your grounding nature, because I know as this, whether it takes off or not, you're putting, well, like we just talked about being bullied, you're putting yourself in the spotlight to not only the spotlight, but people become, I'll give you a nice example. So people right now, and I own a plant store, people right now are paying plant apps, like anywhere from $16 to $29.99 a month for an app to remind you. You can upload all the pictures of your plants. I mean, I'm not saying knocking any of the apps. I think they're kind of fun for the younger generation if you're a techie. But because we're talking about valuing your time.
No, app for that,
no, they do. But yeah, only, yeah, I should because I'm going. Yeah, I'm going to go to the mobile business. Hi, Amazon. How are you today?
Good.
Is that Jennifer Lopez?
No, it says Jen.Elliott.
Okay, so that goes in the bin right behind us in that window. Oh. It's for the new neighbor gal upstairs.
Okay, well, the other one went in the bin, but this one didn't say.
Oh, really? Was the other one for Jennifer Lopez? I got stuff coming, too.
No, the other one was for Alex Hampton.
Okay, yeah, he's upstairs,
so
too.
So do you want this one in the bin, then, I guess?
You go right ahead. Anything that doesn't say Jennifer Lopez or Unique Plant Boutique goes in that bin, I hear.
Okay.
Even if it's for the Dulces. Thank you. Thanks. Have a good day. Just a off-putting, but we got an Amazon guy coming and going to be a guest talking about his Amazon experiences. But but he doesn't listen to podcasts.
Excuse me.
Nice.
Thank you.
I don't listen to podcasts. I listen to music. I'm like, boy, that's fair. Which I totally get because there's something for everyone out there. So what were you talking about, John? Sorry, we got distracted by the Amazon guy.
Oh, I was saying that, you know, you need to do that. You need to start your own app.
Oh, so no, my point of that, because you and I, 4 years ago, didn't see eye to eye, and I have definitely changed a little bit of my perspective on that. I guess I don't see eye to eye. If you are writing paragraphs or you're getting paid for a modality that you're selling and you're not practicing what you preach, I got a freaking problem with you charging $16.90 whatever a month just for somebody to take your class. But now in my brick and mortar business, people want to come in for free plant advice all the time. And it's getting to the point where, you know, because of scarcity and how energy works, and you know, I'm gonna have to at some point put on my socials and my digits like, hey, any plant advice or diagnosis is $5 a day or whatever, bring them in.
Yeah,
I know. But circling back, when 4 years ago, I remember thinking, God, you know, I really like this guy, but I can't. He doesn't understand.
You kept waiting to see whenever I was going to charge you.
Right. Like, you know, you can't trust anybody. Yeah, you can't trust anybody in your inbox. We got fucking Chat App Daniel wanting me to fucking sign a contract, and then he's going to charge me on the podcast digits. Like, whoa, whoa, Mr. Pakistani AI. Slow your fucking roll. But circling back to that, I now understand, you know, the scarcity, but yeah, damn right. I'm worth, you know what? I'm worth that time. You're going to pay me for my fucking time. And how many energy vampires? Yeah, because I'm a sitting duck here. They love the fact that they can come right in whenever they want. I can't go nowhere, you know, and I have to be. And then, of course, you look like a bitch. You know, I'm kind of busy. I got to, you know, I got shit to do, or, hey, I don't have time to talk. And now I can see, you know, back in the day when I owned my flower shop, my younger sister, who was one of my designers, and my older sister was like my secretary. But if I was talking too long to a customer, and this is a small town, my sister would walk up to them. She don't got time to talk to you today. She's got to keep moving. You know, it, where I would be horrified, like, oh, my God, you can't do that. Oh, well, now I'm getting to the point like where, yeah, my time, we're having a plant diagnosis day, $5 per plant. And my expertise and what I've learned in the plant world, because I'm no master gardener, nor am I saying I am, but it's getting a little out of control, people wanting your time for nothing. And hey, that's, I'm fine with that if I, you're going to enrich my space, but I'm finding the energy that I give out, I'm not getting back, and I'm not doing it to give it. And of course, there's a customer pulling in the parking lot. So I can help them while Sonny still engages with you. But it's just getting beyond ridiculous in the realm of retail. So when you say, yes, I should do that app, totally going to do something like that, because where I go next with the podcast will be mobile, whether it's mobile for the podcast or mobile plant care. Because here's the thing, people want plants. They don't want to dedicate the time to take care of them. They don't want to dust them if they're fake. They don't want to water them if they're real. So the people that still want that green vibe or have that trendy, and here, I'm here to tell you, plants will change the vibe of your room quicker and shit. That lettuce sitting on our little table right now. The just green vibe, live living thing changes the vibe and energy of your room. I can tell when people are bringing in plants that are like, wow, you use a lot of Febreze at your house. Well, because that plant is sucking in, taking one for the team. Oh, she must have decided that she didn't want to come today. Okay, bye. That's the universe working out in our favor. Nice.
Helps with the saltiness.
Yeah, yeah. You know what else does? So I'm going to give Sonny a little cooking tip here that my mom gave me, and it totally works, everyone. I once was making a pot of chili and dumped a whole thing of salt in the chili by accident. And I scooped out what salt I could. And my mother said, quickly cut up like 6 potatoes and put 6 raw peel, cut 6 potatoes and quarter them and put them in your chili. And I'm like, you don't put potatoes in chili. She's like, just leave them whole and put them in there and it will suck up the salt. And she was right. So if you ever have a salty mistake,
so
some raw potatoes.
My salty mistake, like for this, sometimes I'll overdo it with my shrimp, but I'm not too worried about it because I make my own Alfredo sauce.
Yeah.
It so is it'll nice. All be mixed and it'll all taste like fine again.
Because John, I got her all the fixings for shrimp Alfredo because it's one of Sonia's favorite meals. And it's like,
the, you know, favorite.
As a mom, I love to do little fun things for my kiddos and have little fun, even to the annoying point, but they roll their eyes, but they love it when they get home and they go home with a little treasure chest bag of, you know, leftovers and all the fun things for mom. Clothes. You got some fun shorts today. How darling are those from TJ Maxx?
I know they're cute.
So be able to have, you know, your daughter be here at this age. It's just kind of, life is pretty good. And now you're in the 12-year-old stage, Pickle. Well, you're going to be.
So what, she's 6th grade?
No, she's 9.
9, sorry. God, why did I think she was 12? Landon's going to be
9.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So I told you how, so your brother and Riley were here building wedding centerpieces. They're gorgeous terrariums that are personalized. So when they're, you know, bride grooming, mingling in their little outdoor barn wedding, they'll have something to talk about or a conversation piece. Well, I told you last night on the phone how Jacob was so disappointed that he told Landon, Uncle Jake will buy you a dirt bike. And Landon's like, I don't want a dirt bike. I want a laser printer.
A 3D printer.
And Jacob was like so a little offended that the kid don't even want a dirt bike. And I'm like, yeah, it keeps him safe. But when I tried out, I would love to watch Jacob outside the kitchen window. I bought him this, I think it was a 426 Yamaha. I think it was a two-stroke. which I guess is harder to start. I don't know anything about dirt bikes, but I would watch Jacob until he was blue in the face try to kick start that thing, and I'd keep my fingers crossed, like, just don't let it start today. Don't let it start. I don't want no funny business, because you guys are always hurting yourself on that shit. Like, you know, boys and their toys, and these boys, like Landon's age, they're not, well, he's not really like into dirt bikes, I guess.
No, because we don't have the room for dirt bikes.
No, that's just fine, because horses, man, if I thought horses were, they're not the safest critter either to have, so. But so like I tried to tell,
thing, you know?
Yeah, so my nephew was over early this morning, great nephew, son of my nephew Eric. He had a little summer accident. His dad was souping up a four-wheeler and saving it. And he wasn't allowed to touch it. Well, he had a friend come over.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Uh-huh. Peer pressure got the better of him. So, with no helmets, they went joyriding on this fast little four-wheeler thingy and had an accident, like a bad accident, like emergency room. Could have been dead, broke your neck kind of accident. So, he was been grounded the whole summer. When I mean grounded, I mean grounded. And he's the daredevil, and I'm like, wow, you kids are just...
I always knew that from when he was a baby.
I know, like, they just really, yeah, it depends. So there's so many different spectrums. But a 9-year-old daughter, while in my memories, pictures of my youngest Isabel coming up, just that look, that, what you gonna do?
Is that third or fourth grade for you?
Third.
Yeah, that was my favorite grade, third and fifth grade. Mrs. Allen, I had her both grades. Landon looked amazing.
Yeah, Mr. Popular. We go to meet the teacher.
That does not surprise me.
No, we go to meet the teacher, and all the teachers just, oh, hey, Landon! Mm. Hey, dude! Everybody just talking about Landon, how great he is, all this and that.
I have Facebook followers that right away can see that in Landon without any, or been following me for years, like, wow.
I know.
Because he's got the charisma, he's got the mojo, but a very calm, like your dad,
mm-hmm.
a very, because he's a Libra air sign, very.
We'll talk on this more
cool.
too later, but on the first day of school, you know, he talks to himself a lot where, like, he'll talk to himself about, like, well, not to himself, but he'll like express that, oh, I don't want to go to school.
Oh, we're shooting a podcast. Did you email her?
What's that?
Did you email her?
No.
Oh. Yeah, right now. Well, come on in. You're here. Come on in. Say who you are, but make it quick.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm Austin with Mighty and Amazon Business. I'm guessing you're Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Grand Valley alum.
Yeah.
I know, we're going to be talking about, I guess Hulu just released some series called Searching for Samantha, and it was a Grand Valley student.
No,
I know, right? That held her hostage for like, I don't know, 13 months or something. I don't know. Google it. It's going to be fun.
What?
So yeah, Grand Valley. I know, right? And it's called Searching for Samantha, I believe. Grand Valley student. So it's like right here in the neighborhood. So I want to talk about that.
Do you know how long ago?
Like, oh, no, it was years ago. It was, like, probably, I think, in the 80s or early 90s when it happened. Yeah.
Yikes.
Because now it's a series on Hulu. I think it was a crime podcast at one time. So, welcome to Route 37 Podcast, kid. Tell us who you are and tell her, and then email her. You were supposed to email her so she could break it down. Well, two, I know, but she's got to know to dumb it down for her mom, what you're explaining.
That's what I'm hearing.
So he's... From Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah,
and remember, we're having the issue with Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I know I paid for, but I don't know what the hell happened. I don't have it. Business. Remember, we tried to switch it over. And then for whatever reason, it gave me a Canadian account. And I'm not Canadian. We're
right.
in America. And I'm like, what are these stupid prices? What is this? So it's a little debacle.
Yeah.
So, hey, Alabama John, just hang on. So say you're... sell it to her real quick. We're on a schedule. Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
no pressure.
So, my name's Austin with Mighty and Amazon Business. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you guys know about it a little bit, right?
Mm.
A little bit.
A little bit.
So it's the same exact thing as like your personal Amazon,
mm-hmm.
just with better pricing.
Yeah, but do you have to buy it in so many units?
No.
Let him finish.
Well,
you know about this. I don't.
I gotta ask for, yeah.
No, I mean, I can show you guys. You can use it literally exactly how you use your personal Amazon. Mm-hmm. Don't change anything. Just odds are you're going to get better pricing. That kind of thing. And it's a completely free account. No order minimums, no monthly requirements, nothing like that. I've had customers literally use it a couple times a year. I've also had customers use it a couple times a day.
So you don't have to use the or sign up for the $179
no.
for Amazon Prime, which I again hold me hostage like Google because my mailbox is full.
No, you do not okay. have to. There's all a couple different options when it comes to Prime. One, you don't have to have it at all. You're still going to get free shipping on orders over $35. You're just not going to get expedited shipping.
The same yeah, I find your shit still comes in 2 to 3 days.
Yeah. It's not the most important
thing. Our next guest is Amazon guy. Because, you know, he's got stories.
I bet.
Well, no, I bet you. If you're still going door to door soliciting Amazon effing services, I know you got stories.
I got a couple.
Yeah, I bet people. I bet you thought I was mean.
I don't. Honestly.
Did you, was I intimidating? Be honest.
No, you were really
okay,
nice.
Good. Because a lot of people are like, don't go see her. She's. Because. I got time. That's why I pawned it off on her.
Uh-huh.
But she dumbs it down for me to be able to explain it to me. Hey, Mom, this is what they're, you know, what trying to do for like T for Terrible Mobile because I'm trying to get the senior discount for T for Terrible Mobile because I signed.
So
yeah, because I signed up for the business end because I have all the bullshit, digitals and stuff in this brick building. Do you think my service is like right up there? Hell no, it's not. So do you think I'm in a big gank of sign?
Here.
Really bad. Mm-hmm. We just had that conversation.
I don't understand why, but like,
Twilight fucking zone. I'm telling you what.
But no, how about I just show you guys to make it a lot easier?
Okay.
I have it on my phone.
For sure.
So like right here.
All right, you techies. Yeah. I'm just gonna sit over here and look at my beads.
Hi, John.
That food smells so good. But that's your personal Amazon. This is Amazon Business.
Are you still there, John?
The exact same. Just a blue bar rather than a transparent one.
So
those discounts I was talking about. These are completely random products. Here's just AAA batteries.
This is business.
$26 on your personal.
See how this goes.
$16.96 just for being on Amazon Business.
And this is just the business end of Amazon.
Exactly.
$16 something a month?
No. Okay.
Here,
so,
I can show you.
No.
You sure? So this is Amazon Business. That's your personal.
Yep.
That's Amazon Business. It looks literally the same.
No, I know. You know, if we weren't shooting the podcast and could touch my iPhone because I have to toggle back between both. Yeah. I think I have that little icon already on my phone.
But the only thing is when I tried to make her account for the Amazon Business, it would not go. Like, it tried thinking that she was a student and would not.
I'm Canadian, and it wouldn't let me pay. Remember? It wouldn't even take my form of payment.
But that's under the Amazon Business end.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's kind
of we said, F it.
Yeah, that's kind of why I have a job.
Oh, now it's coming out.
Yeah.
So you got to send people. Oh, yeah.
Amazon's just realized that 65-70% of businesses use their personal when ordering.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they realize a lot of business owners don't want to deal with the hassle of setting up another account when they already have Amazon, which is why they send me out.
Yeah, and then I already did it, and now I'm freaking Canadian. I'm like, well, I don't know what.
I've never heard of that. I'll be honest.
And then you got to buy in units. I don't, if I want something, sometimes I don't want 10.
Yeah.
You know, when I can go and get 16 pods. Mm-hmm. And you really got to pay attention to Amazon or any of the little, just saying, online. You got to watch what size it is, like the F&Bs I just bought. Like, if you're not knowing what you're looking for,
I
refuse to order. I'm sorry. I even just bought some Mother of the Groom dresses off Amazon versus going to, because China won't return, you know, from the big ones.
Yeah.
So they make it a big pain in the ass. So I understand why people are just keeping it simple. Why add one more? I'll just pay the extra dollar, and I don't got to order 10 of them.
So your end of it, though, is to...
I just make it super simple for you guys, because I've obviously...
What's your name again?
Austin.
So, like, when Sonia, I get an order, and I tell Sonia... Get Austin on the phone? Is that something that could happen? Or are you just a splash in the pan that...
No, I'm not.
You know, now I got to get guy go to Nebraska tomorrow. I'll do the same shit.
So I am responsible for...
You have a district where it would be like...
Yeah.
Because so T-Mobile told me the same thing. Do you think I'm talking to the same...
Probably not.
Tiddlywink from T-Mobile? No, I'm not.
Did they come in, though?
Never! And he told me his office was here in town. I'm like... And the T-Mobile store is a cattywampus right here?
Yes,
they can't help me. You want to know why? Because I transferred to T-Mobile Business.
Huh. Yeah, oh, that's separate.
That's so weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now Amazon's trying to do the same shit where, oh, no, you got to do it now. I'll sign up for the Amazon Business one.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we did try it, so
I'm
she's
here
my
to
witness.
Make it easy, make it, just expedite the process, because I instantly verify you guys. Because, like, you know, here's our business.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, we
like,
are.
I see that.
Yeah, with bad broadband. So just make
sure. So you're here to help us get the business account.
Yeah, so I walk you guys through setting up that account, walk you guys through your first order to make sure it all runs smooth, give you guys extra discounts, and for the first 30 days, I'm responsible for fixing any issues that you guys have. Making sure it all runs.
Why only 30 days? You said that you could be on call should you leave something.
I mean, I do live around here, so that is not, I
would
be able to. Yeah. It's just
I got private investigator in my blood. I'm going to check it out.
That's cool. All right. You probably have a lot of stories.
No, I do. Trust me. I was a bail bond once, too. And name's Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, trust me. I got stories, kid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got some stories. That's why I have a podcast.
Yeah.
John, you still here? I got stories, don't I?
Yeah.